flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz, NFC Championship Week. Tomorrow, we will be at McGurk's in Royersford. Somebody hit me on Twitter saying, don't say Royersford, say Royersford.
You know what I got?
I didn't know that. What's that?
I got stopped saying Legos that's Lego.
And Lego.
I said, I'm from Philly.
Yes, you put an S on the end of everything.
You kidding me?
Chase Daniels.
Oh, you put the S on
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Remember?
Oh, Legos.
Yeah, like grow up a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, we're still plural.
Everyone
yeah.
knows who we're talking. It's not just one Lego.
No, I agree.
Yeah, come on. If we add S's or take S's away from everything.
Everything.
If Jaden Daniels played here, he'd be Jaden Daniels.
When I was in Little League, I'll never forget, was it when I was on the Lions? My coach, my manager, called me Eskins. There's an S.
Eskins?
On Eskins.
That's tough.
There's already an S on the end of your name.
Yeah.
No, there's not.
No, there's not.
No, there's not. No, it's on me. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Jack.
Dude, I swear to God, I've gotten dumber in the last week. I'm not, I swear to God.
You don't have a lot of room to go.
I yeah. know. Dude, it's Sutton's fault. Not to blame my 3-week old son.
You're not getting enough sleep?
Dude,
is that what you're trying to say?
I feel so stupid. I shouldn't even be allowed to drive. Like, I need a little bit longer to start processing
S already on the end
yeah,
of your
dude,
name.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I've gotten dumber. I swear to God.
Eskins.
Anyway, we'll be at McGurk's in Royersford tomorrow. It is that's the new location just open. Have some t-shirts to give away all day. You should come between 2 and 6. Come say hi. We'll get you ready for the game.
Yeah.
Every McGurk's we've been to, Horsham, Fort Washington, all been awesome. So we're excited to see the new one. So, what, Jack?
Well, I was wondering, since you're so scared, should we bring everyone bring you a dog? You know, for the game.
Well, we don't know if McGurk's would appreciate that.
All right, bring something for
yes,
for Spike.
Yeah. Maybe stuff dog. If you bring your dog outside, I don't
He'll
know.
Go McGurk's pet him.
Yeah,
go
I'll
pet
go pet
him.
The dog.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So there will be a familiar face on the side of the Commanders. That familiar face scored the game-winning touchdown the last time we played the Commanders. That's Zach Ertz. Mm. He talked about his return to Philly for the playoff game.
Yeah, I think being able to go back there early in the season for the first time as an opponent was got a lot of the emotions out of the way, per se. It's not going to be the first time seeing people that I hadn't seen in a long time. And so for me, I understand the environment it's going to be. I understand how I'm going to be receptive this time versus last time, probably, because they got a lot at stake as well. Everyone knows how I feel about that building, the people in that building, the people in that community. Our foundation is still doing work out there for a reason. But at the same time, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that we're giving ourselves a chance to win the football game. When the whistle blows, it's not going to be about the previous nine years that I had there. It's going to be about trying to make as many plays for this team as possible, whether that's in the run game or the pass game. But I'm not going out there with the chip on my shoulder or trying to prove people X, Y, or Z. I'm just trying to go out there and be the best version of myself.
I should have known we weren't going to get a Jason Worth type quote from Zach Ertz.
Oh,
come
on.
You
kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Pure class.
I'm going to do everything I can to win the game. Yeah,
the Eagle, great.
Yeah. I was hoping we'd get a little.
He wants to get booed when he comes back here?
Yeah. You know Worth loved
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Ertz is smart enough to know, like, yeah, I better not say anything because it'll be bulletin board material
oh,
all
yeah.
week.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
The only one booing him might be Nick. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, did he get anybody ask him about that?
No,
I don't know.
I almost forgot about that.
Yeah. Nick's got to remind him. He only had one catch. You know, it wasn't that big a part of the win. You know, Nicky, he's still gonna be Nick.
He can't help himself.
Deep down, he's still Nick. Still crying during the national anthem, yelling at fans.
Dude,
he's still Nick.
That's not all bad.
If they make this,
I want to tear up during the national anthem, but it just never gets there.
Never happens. Well, you don't love the United States enough.
Yeah, more Blue Chew reads. You'll be loving it.
Yeah, you're not a real American.
The U.S. of A. Do you think if they make the Super Bowl this time, we're going to get teary-eyed Nick?
I hope so.
Well, because last time it was about the journey and how he started at Mount Union and got, like...
Nah, I don't want him crying again.
No, you guys are probably bullying him out of crying now.
Nah, I don't want him crying again. He shouldn't have punted. I need a tough Nick.
Shouldn't have punted.
Yeah. I need a tough Nick in that game. 215-592-9494. Rich in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Rich?
Hey, brothers. Thanks for having Yoshi open up for me like that. Yeah. I got a dog pile on the rabbit on one of his points. The problem, I watched the game, a replay of the game, and one of the things I see is the same thing he mentioned. We shut down when anybody, if you go back to like the Atlanta game, that was an incredible loss. It's like our defense leaves the field when anybody goes into
a
hurry-up offense.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's what makes me nervous.
That's a good point. You know, I hadn't thought about that. And in the Atlanta game, that was actually, I mean, it was his, third game of his career. But Quinyon Mitchell got burned a couple of times on that one.
That last drive,
And I actually think it might, good for you to answer here. Does it have something to do with, you know, a lot of Fangio's defense is allowing the receiver to catch the ball in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're moving the ball down the field like that, you're just doing it quicker. The offense gets a better opportunity to get into a rhythm. You can't rotate your defensive, your edge guys in and out.
Yep.
So it almost seems like potentially how they play defense may not be suited great for that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think as a defensive back, Slay may be a little better at this because he's a more seasoned vet. You got to be able to play a little cat and mouse with the quarterback over there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want them, if you line up 7 to 10 yards off the ball and you're just saying, okay, this is what the coverage that we're in. I'm a backup. When you height the ball, you can go ahead and throw the ball in front of me. Then you're giving a quarterback a clear read to make a decision. So if you're trying to play bell technique and you're trying not to allow the ball to get thrown over your head, how about start up? You know, three, four yards off the line of scrimmage, give the impression that you're going to either jam the receiver at the line, but bail before the snap of the ball, because then at least you give the quarterback something different to think of. But it's like playing the defense Jim Schwartz used to play. What is it, the picket fence defense?
Yes.
Where they all used to just line up back. Like, you've already told the quarterback where he could throw the ball.
Yeah, you can have these 15 yards are yours.
Yeah, and so we got to be able to at least – sugar it, and that's sort of sugaring is another word for faking what you're doing. Yes, what you're doing.
Yeah.
Our big guys seem to get, you know, gassed because we're rushing the quarterback when we really kind of felt like we should have taken a time out there. We had the lead. I felt like we should have taken a time out when a team gets 30, 40 yards in a pop or at least goes that far that quick. You got to stop that. You got to put a time out on it. But you know, I would rather have a good team, which is what we have, and because big players made big plays in big positions, i.e., Brandon Graham, instant Hall of Famer.
Brandon Graham is Well, and I would love. We'll get to this in a second. Actually, Rich, it's in honor of the first frisbee created today in 1957. What was your best toy when you were a kid?
We were tougher growing up than these kids. We had jarts. And
charts.
If you don't know what that is,
no.
Picture horseshoes with darts.
Oh, my God. Well, wait a minute. Well, but that's not tough. Are you talking about lawn darts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cigarettes.
Okay. Yeah, well, you weren't throwing the lawn darts at each other. I don't know that lawn darts were tough.
You didn't read the instructions.
I was going to say, yeah, he might have been throwing them at each other. Yeah, yeah.
I thought about that, Rich.
I'm like, yeah, I never know. As kids, those are the type of things we did in the 80s. It was like, yeah, it's not dangerous enough. Let's throw them at each other.
Yeah. Well, that'd have been the last time I would have played long darts, to be quite honest.
Oh, we used to have rock fights.
You throw rocks at each other?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That Jack,
me too.
Yeah, I was going to say.
In Westchester, my cul-de-sac. Yep.
That might have been one of the stupidest things we did, besides playing a high-angle seat and abandoned homes.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, that was bad.
You ever think about stuff you did as a kid and said that was really dumb?
Oh, man, all the time. Like, that was stupid.
Yeah.
I would say the only sort of danger...
Like playing in abandoned homes like that are condemned.
I would say the only sort of dangerous thing I ever did playing with a kid was playing tackle football, you know, without pads or whatever, and
not dangerous,
roller
right?
hockey, street hockey.
It's just tackle football.
Street hockey was okay. Sort of dangerous.
Yeah, you like... street hockey.
Rollerblades.
Rollerblades, yeah, that's what I was thinking, rollerblades.
Yeah.
I always wanted rollerblades when I was young and never had rollerblades.
They're fun.
Yeah, I'm too old to wear them now.
Well, yeah, they made a little bit of a comeback, I think, in the last few years, rollerblades did. Yeah,
rollerblades was a thing. That was a thing.
It was definitely a thing. I'll read this Elliot Short Parks tweet to Ike right after he tells you about Elite Acura. It made me... I try never to respond to Elliot on Twitter, and he got me on this one.
So. All right. Experience the luxury reimagined with the all-new Acura ADX and Elite Acura. Now, this isn't just another SUV. It's a bold step into the future of premium performance. The ADX combines striking design with cutting-edge technology, featuring a responsive dual-motor all-wheel drive system, the most advanced Acura watch safety features ever developed, and a digital cockpit that puts everything at your fingertips. Visit Elite Acura this February to be among the very first to test drive the revolutionary ADX. With exceptional inventory available, you can choose the perfect ADX to match your style. Right now, get 0% APR financing up to 72 months on the all-new 2024 Acura ZDX. The future of luxury performance is here, and it's at Elite Acura. Make sure you visit them today, located just off Route 73 North in Maple Shade, or schedule your VIP test drive at EliteAcura.com. It's like I always tell you, no one can compete with Elite. You tell them Ike sent you. Limited time offer. Spike, I'm not done yet.
I thought you had done.
See dealer for details. Vehicle features are available, and they may vary.
There all right. So remember, big.
It's time to chew it and do it.
What the hell? What was that for?
Okay. No, I thought that felt like I brought the right time.
Okay.
Totally unnecessary.
So coming up at 5, a special guest on the WIP Afternoon Show, Top 5-5 moves to 5:30. You may have heard they announced the MVP finalists today. They announced all the award finalists today, the NFL did. MVP finalists, Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Jared Goff. So here is Elliot Shore Parks' tweet regarding that. Jalen Hurts belonged in the NFL MVP nominees more than Joe Burrow did. The MVP can't become an award players from bad teams win like in MLB. Hurts' team was better, so if Goff was in there, Hurts should be in there over Burrow.
Maybe that tweet might have been just for you.
Elliot, here's the thing.
That's ridiculous.
Jalen Hurts is not more valuable than Joe Burrow was. He was there it is, most valuable player. Joe Burrow, what did he throw for 48 touchdowns this year?
Yeah.
And it's not the team wasn't 4-13.
Oh, they missed the playoffs by one
by
game.
By one game.
Yeah.
Out
there
on,
a bunch
Elliot.
Of injuries and everything else all year. Nah, listen, I like Jalen Hurts. We don't have to go out of our way to do the whole. Just because he's a quarterback on a good team doesn't mean he should be in the MVP. Why not say Sam Darnold?
Yeah, of course.
Right? Like Sam Darnold was on a winning team, 14-3.
Yeah, and I think we all have our questions about Jared Goff in the playoffs, as it happened again. That, you know, truly maybe a good system QB when when defenses change and the games change, maybe he's not as good, but this is a regular season award.
Yep.
And Jared Goff.
I had Jared Goff.
Jared Goff had a better season than Jalen Hurts. It's fine. Yeah. And I would, by the way, I would rather have the position that the Eagles are in right now than where the Lions are. Mm-hmm. So I'll take this over having an MVP finalist. Jalen Hurts should not be in the MVP nominees over Joe Burrow.
No.
Joe Burrow's awesome. And if Patrick Mahomes wasn't Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow would be considered the best quarterback in the NFL.
Patrick Mahomes is not even one of the finalists.
Right, and they were 15-2.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes is not even one of the finals.
Dude,
yeah.
We got to bring back stuffing people in lockers. Yeah. It's the only way to
Joe
make
Burrow
him
had
stop.
43 touchdowns to 9 picks.
There you go.
Come on, man.
Not bad.
Yeah, Jalen had a listen. Jalen did not have anywhere near an MVP season.
It's
and
okay.
And it's okay to say.
It's okay.
It's okay to say, yes.
It's okay.
His team is in the NFC Championship game. We'll take that.
And it's pretty hard to say Saquon and Jalen Hurts should be in the MVP. They're both on the same team.
Yeah.
How could they both be the most valuable? They can't. And Saquon was more valuable than Jalen. There you go.
But it's pretty simple.
Get out of here, Elliot. We got to move on from Elliot. 215-592-9494. Yeah. I don't really mean that. I love Elliot. But I wanna wring his neck, but I love
he's
him.
He's upped his Elliot-ness.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah,
it's
somehow.
Much. Jerry the truck horn guy. You're on WIP. What's up, Jerry?
So all right, Spike. I need to do an on air apology to you and your crew,
the show,
for acting up the show yet the other day. I got up on the wrong side of my bunk on the wrong side of the tractor the other morning.
Okay,
and
it happens to all of us, Chair.
But Spike, I am a real trucker, and I do have a real horn. So that horn is real. It's not something that you buy at the Home Depot or something.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I just want to let you know that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's true.
I appreciate you guys because I love your show. I love everything about your show. I listen every day. I can pretty much pinpoint who's going to come on the air and what time and who's going to be calling. That's how much I listen to you folks.
All right.
So, before I go to my Eagles point real quick, my toy that I loved and I remember getting these vividly and they was the G.I. Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Love G.I. Joe.
Love G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe was like, it was an iconic toy. You could, he got all kinds of accessories. You can have an army of them. You can play with them in the snow.
Who was the bad guy? Cobra?
Cobra.
Cobra.
Cobra. Yeah, yeah. Cobra was the bad guy. Yeah. So I love G.I. Joe. Now, whether that's going to be a winner or not, I don't know. But I love G.I.
Joe.
What are you thinking? Yeah. What are you thinking
Real
on the birds?
American hero.
So here's what I'm thinking on the Eagles. We have a better defense than we only have to worry about one guy on their team. They got to worry about four or five of our guys, and our defense is probably the defense is way better. I mean, obviously, what we're number one in the league, pretty much. You know, and the other team that was close to it is not playing anymore. So, and I just do not want to see Josh Harris host that trophy on Sunday because I believe we are the better team. We're the more experienced team. We have a more experienced quarterback. And yeah, Jaden Daniels had a great year and all that. And now the Commander Cockroaches are coming out like all the cowboy cockroaches used to. So I'm just sick of these guys coming on the air, pumping their chest and talking noise, you know. But they will see on Sunday who's going to prevail in this game and who's going to be going to the Super Bowl. And then we're going to slay the dragon again because I'm pretty sure that Kansas City's going to be there again. So we're going to get our revenge, and it's going to be on an even field. There's no sod father coming up this year. It's going to be the turf father instead. So, and my buddy from Mark, Mark from Delaware, me and him are college buddies. So there's a couple callers on here that give me a bunch of rap when I get cut off and when
Jerry, last thing, we can't make the call about the call. Every time we get it, you called. It's cool. We're good. Everybody's good. We don't need to worry about the other callers getting on your bed. Like, that is for you to deal with, not for us to deal with.
No, it's all in fun.
Okay.
So, with all that said, I love you guys.
All right, brother.
9 minutes for Herb the other day. I love her.
There it is. He did it again. He's banned. He's banned from the show.
Through that nice moment you just had?
Yeah, yeah. He's not banned, but you could put him up on the thing. But he's, yeah.
Yes.
So he mentioned only worrying about one guy.
So I learned this listening to the Go Birds Daily with Elliot that Terry McLaurin is always going to line up on the side where Quinyon Mitchell was. It's really going to be that side that
left side of the offense.
Now, if Quinyon said he's playing, mm-hmm. but if for some reason he's not, the idea of Isaiah Rodgers lining up against Terry McLaurin all day is not something I'm particularly comfortable with.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah.
Yeah, me. I mean, Isaiah's good in spurts. But if somebody's going to give him a steady diet of throwing over there at him, especially with somebody like Terry McLaurin, I just haven't seen a lot of great coverage from Isaiah. He's had his moments, right? He's mm-hmm. tipped the ball in Cincinnati that led to the game with an interception there. You know, he's had his moments. I'm not saying he's a liability out there. I don't want anybody to think that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that when you're out there every snap and they feel like this is an area of weakness, they're going to constantly go after you out yep. there. I mean, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah. And by the way, the Rams went after him consistently when yeah. Quinyon Mitchell went out. This is a big, like, look, and he's a backup. Quinyon Mitchell's been great. He's not going to be as good as Quinyon Mitchell. Mm-hmm. But and the Eagles have to know that that's coming as well. And again, I expect Quinyon to play because he said he was going to play.
How banged up is he?
Right, didn't practice today.
Can he make
today.
It through the whole game?
Or did he practice today?
I don't think so. Or okay. was it yesterday he didn't practice?
Yes, yesterday.
Elliot said Quinyon was not out at practice today. The official, the injury report's not out.
Yeah.
But that's what he said. And Cam Jurgens also did not practice, and Landon Dickerson was playing today.
Yeah.
And Dallas Goedert did practice today.
I think he did not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so all three of those guys.
Well, tomorrow's a big day.
Yeah. Huge day.
Well, it's Friday.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to tell with these guys because when somebody's banged up, back when I played, it was like, if you don't practice at least one day out of the week, you're not playing Sunday. Like, Andy wouldn't put you out there.
But now there's a lot of rest.
Yeah, a lot nowadays.
Yeah.
They'll go, you don't practice all week. I think AJ did it a couple times where yep. he didn't practice all week and still played on Sunday.
Two straight weeks.
Yeah,
straight
so.
Weeks. All right. Coming up next, very special guest. Give you a hint. We asked for this guest a couple of times this week. We, on the air, we invited this guest to come on the air to make something right.
Right.
So that is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon. And then the top 5 moves to 5:30. We're still going to do it, but it moves to 5:30. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.